This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How many of you folks went out and bought yourself some Goya Foods? I did. So I was like, who is this dude? Man, he steps up. The CEO of Goya Foods steps up and says, I like what the president, I don't know exactly what he said, but it was pro-Trump. Makes Mexican food. And, of course, people are coming out. You need to boycott Chrissy Teigen, that dude that's married to John Legend. You know, I don't know how to describe him. He's an ugly dude. Yeah, that's a woman? My producers are telling me it's a woman, Chrissy. I was wondering why a dude would name himself Chrissy. He should just shorten it to Chris. It's kind of a unisex name anywhere, right? It could be Christian. It could be Chris. It could be Christina. Yeah, I thought it was a dude. That's an ugly... If that's a woman, no offense, but Chrissy Teigen looks like a transsexual. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Go Google her. Look, I know they put makeup on them and they can make them look good, whatever, however they want them to look. And the dude's got these huge, what do they call them? Cheekbones. And that's supposed to be very sexy. Cheekbones can be too big. It's like having too much booty. You can have too big of a butt. You can have too big of a feet. You can have a lot. Your eyes can be too big. Your head. There are proportions that we are looking dealing with as human beings. And I'm telling you, Chrissy Teigen, I don't see it. Oh, Kevin, she was a supermodel. She was a... I don't care what you say. It's in the eye of the beholder. And see, I think that Chrissy Teigen's one of those people, they tell you, is supposed to be pretty. I don't see it. I see one ugly transsexual dude, the John Legend, who, by the way, looks like a very effeminate little fella. I see his attraction to Chris Teigen, formerly Chris. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me on the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, so look, I'm partially making fun. I know Chrissy Teigen is a woman, but wow, what a vile human being. Have you looked at the things that this woman comes on Twitter, curses out Trump? I mean, I don't know what she would be like to live with, and I wouldn't want to find out. But that's what it is. Today, these eunuchs marry these vile, disgusting women. Dare I call them skanks? But that's what they are. And they come on, they're not even representative of women. Look, the women listening to my show right now, you are representative of women in all your shapes and sizes and colors and flavors. You are so beautiful. Want to lick it like a lollipop. That's what my grandfather would say. What was it? The movie, I think it was a Coming to America, and Arsenio Hall played one of the roles, and they were doing a beauty contest. He said, want to suck it like a neck bone. Anyway, you conservative women, you are stunning. Stunning. Look, you look at yourselves and you go, oh, I could use a little of this and that. But you get over it. You're not like, you are like leftist women that got to go get everything done. Now, I'm not saying that you're bad if you do, but I'm saying they are obsessed with that outward look. And they can do nothing to fix their insides. You are beautiful on the inside. And if you decide to do a little nip tuck here, good for you, girl. I'm proud of you. I ain't mad at you. But you know that your beauty is not measured there. Your beauty is measured in the heart. The things that you've done for this country, the people that you've raised, the people you've influenced, and it starts in your little circle. Yeah. Back to Goya Foods. Since its founding in 1930, they've endeared themselves to Americans, they say, for their high-quality, low-cost, and authentic Latino-American cuisine. But they said his reputation took a hit when the CEO said the country was truly blessed to have a leader like President Donald Trump. His visit to the White House was enough to convince countless long-term consumers to boycott Goya for good. Congresswoman AOC, whose family is Puerto Rican, tweeted about researching alternatives to signature Goya seasonings when the video surfaced online. So AOC went after him. Hey, let me interrupt here real quick to say we got a lot to talk about. I've already beat up on Joe Biden. And I'm not done. It's easy to do. I've assuaged most of your angst about is Trump going to win. People, Kevin, you still confident about Trump? Well, yes. And this is exactly the reason what I'm about to tell you about Goya Foods. I just tell you, folks, take your blinders off. Look at what's happening around you, and you'll see that the iceberg under the water in 2020 is bigger than the iceberg under the water in 2016. Oh, but we lost in 2018. No, we didn't. We got cheated in 2008. Do you know how much we held it together compared to other midterm elections after the first time elected president? Watch us in 2022. Watch what we do. After we kick some butt in this one, watch 2022. It's going to blow your mind. Anyway, AOC says, you need to boycott Goya. No good. Oh, look, it's the sound of me Googling how to make your own adobo. She wrote, it's a seasoning. So she's telling people, you don't need to buy Goya. I'll teach you how to make your own adobo. You listen here to AOC, okay? Okay? former Housing Development Secretary Julian Castro, who, by the way, doesn't even speak Spanish, acknowledged Goya's staple status in Latino households, but he encouraged people to reconsider buying Goya after their CEO's White House appearance. How dare this CEO not be in lockstep with all the other Hispanics that do not speak Spanish? Don't you find it ironic that a dude that doesn't even speak Spanish is telling Latinos, you shouldn't listen, you shouldn't buy from this Mexican dude that makes all this fabulous Mexican Latino cuisine because, you know, he's not down with the peeps. And neither is Julian. Ana Navarro Cardenas. Is it Cardenas? Ana Navarro Cardenas, a Republican strategist. I love how they always describe her as a Republican strategist. Who uses her in the Republican Party? Anyway, CNN contributor vocally opposes Trump, encouraged her Twitter followers to donate Goya products to food banks and shop instead from Badia and Conchita, both Cuban-owned food brands. Yeah, go get the communist food brands and not the dude who supports America and America's president. That makes sense to me. Yep, famed Spanish chef and philanthropist Jose Andres stopped short of saying he'd boycott the brand, but criticized Trump and his policies on detaining children of undocumented immigrants. We are blessed. I think Latinos, we are being mistreated. Well, you were under Obama, too. Here's the deal, folks. You can't get Goya sold out. Thank you, is what the president of Goya Foods, the CEO, should be saying, because we bought him out. Give yourselves a hand, conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, there's a ton of stuff in the news. We're going to be talking about crime here in a second, but boy. ESPN, there was a turnaround over there. I don't know if you guys saw that story. TikTok, that, you know, the Chinese app, that's in the news. It's a Chinese app. It's on all people's phones now. I don't have it. My son has it. Talk a little bit about that if you guys want to. Washington Redskins are no more. Can't call them that anymore. How dare they go giving some sort of homage to the Washington Redskins, to the Indians, the indigenous people when we came in and took over. How dare they commend the fighting spirit of somebody by putting their you know, likeness on a helmet and then calling themselves Redskins. You know, all Donald Trump, all you got to do is have Donald Trump say he hates the Redskins, and they would say, leave it. So funny how the left work. What else we got? Of course, we got Flynn. I've been talking about Biden all day. We'll go back to them. The Biden family is a family of crooks. I don't know if you guys know this. They are a family of crooks. They've gotten away with a lot of stuff. And old Joe's got his fingerprints all over getting them out of it. So Lindsey Graham says he's going to have Mueller testify. These Senate hearings have done nothing. They've done nothing. Lindsey Graham can't. In his defense, there's a lot of stuff that's eaten up the media cycles. But honestly, he's not. You know, he's got to be able to raise the level of this thing. We're talking about people that tried to steal an election, a coup that occurred, and we're still, and you guys think, fighting for our lives in this next election. We're not. Donald Trump's going to get more votes than any human being ever on the planet. I say he's going to get 70 million plus of the popular vote. Are you more motivated or less motivated to vote? I'll just ask it that way. What about Ghislaine Maxwell? That stuff's still due to break. It's got new interesting twists to it. Maybe we'll get to that too. I don't know, man. There's so much to talk about. Science and these masks and, you know, the new cure. Have you guys heard there's a cure for COVID, Wu flu? Yeah, there's a cure. It's a sinus medicine. It's as simple as a little sinus medicine. Have you seen this? They said only 10 people have died in, like, Taiwan. 10 people have died of this disease because they use the sinus. The guy says use a nebulizer, but I think you could just do the, you know, the thing that you just squirt in your mouth. That's good enough. Between hydroxychloroquine and this new thing, nobody dying. Big ruse, you've been fooled, and you're wearing these masks, breathing in all that carbon CO2. Yeah, noxious gases. And it's funny, I watch people with the mask in public, they'll be wearing it for a while, then they pull it below their mouth. And they're like, whoa, I got some oxygen finally. And I'm walking around without my mask. Oh boy. Lots happening. Let's talk a little bit about crime. It's on the rise. Any idea as to why? Well, AOC, America's favorite leftist commie congresswoman, says it's because of the economy. Yeah. The she's blaming crime increase on the economy. And this is the woman who tweeted that we need to stay away from work, refuse to work so we can bring down the economy to get rid of Donald Trump. So in effect, she's the reason. She's condoned this activity, which has led to a vicious spike in crime in New York. So much so that the NYPD commissioner put a moratorium, said no NYPD people can retire. They've limited the number of retiring applications that it's going to allow. Huge surge of requests. Old school cops going, you know what? I've had enough. Give me my pension. I don't need to be in this environment. Who do you think is going to take over for him? You think it's going to be hardcore cops that are learning from seasoned veterans? Nope. It's going to be a whole new police force. Woo! If you live in a city now, you need to be making plans to get out. Let the leftists and the sodomites, let them have it. Yeah. The economy that AOC torched, and she wants to blame the economy. The NYPD said 179 officers filed for retirement between 29 June and 6 July, a 411% increase on the 35 who retired in the same period in 2019. See, that's what's called a trend. Yeah, that's what's called a trend. When you see something go from 35 to 411, and let me tell you, it'll be the same trend next quarter and next quarter and next quarter. Whatever period they're talking about, it will be larger. Because leftism always shoots itself in the foot. Really, it shoots itself in the head. Additionally, get this. 503 NYPD officers filed for retirement between May, the day George Floyd was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis, and 3 July. Representing a 75% increase on the 287 officers who retired in the same period the year before. Yep. I want you to think about the days I told you. 29 July, June rather, through 6th of July. That's a week. 179 officers filed for retirement in a single week. unbelievable. 75% increase in the number who, from when George got shot till July the 3rd, which was the day before the cops were going to do the walk-off. The NYPD cops are going to do the walk-off. And that was a 75% increase. If you don't, if you think this is limited to New York, you would be wrong. Law officers all over this country are demoralized. Meanwhile, the Democrats are getting exactly what they want. They got escape from New York. Every 64 major metropolitan areas are all experiencing massive crime increases. And the cops are looking the other way going, what do you want me to do? What do you want? You want me to go out and put myself in harm's way so I can catch a case because I'm trying to get criminals off the street, but you want to make it about me so I can lose my job, my livelihood, lose my family, which they're already at risk for doing that. You know the stats on police. They are divorced at a higher rate than practically anybody else. They commit suicide at a higher rate than practically anybody else. They get hurt on the job at a higher rate. I'm not talking about a little hurt. I'm talking about hurt. And I could go on. The statistics on being a cop, we should be encouraging people to want to be police because it's a high turnover, it's a meat grinder. But instead, we're politicizing it now. We make it to where if you want to be a cop, man, you're a thrill seeker. You got to be because you couldn't want that job. And these guys are saying it now. Okay, great. You don't want us, we'll leave. And you know what the response for the left is? You can't go! No! You gotta stay! Oh, the irony.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to a new Axios Ipsos coronavirus poll, 7 in 10 American parents say it's too risky to send their kids back to school this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some school districts have already announced they won't reopen or will reopen on a modified hybrid schedule that combines online learning with in-classroom teaching. Dr. Scott Atlas reminds parents,
the risk to children from this disease for fatality is nearly zero. I never hear anyone talk about the harms of closing schools. The harms are against the children. Anyone who prioritizes children would open the school. This is a level of hysteria. Like, this is something, I feel like I'm living in a Kafka novel here.
Vice President Mike Pence in Louisiana visiting with the governor there as coronavirus cases in the state continue to increase. This is USA Radio News. Three presidential debates are set to happen this fall, and according to a new Rasmussen poll, only 54% of likely voters believe Joe Biden is capable of debating President Trump. 36% disagree and say that he's not capable of a debate. The poll also finds that 56% of voters say debates this fall are very important. After days of searching, what's believed to be a Hollywood actress's body is found in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Authorities say a body found in a Southern California lake is likely that of missing actress Naya Rivera. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office making the assessment based on the victim's clothing, physical characteristics, and where the body was located. The department adding there were no indications of foul play or suicide. She disappeared over the weekend after having a problem while boating on that lake with her son.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Defund the police, the left say. Oh, but when they want to retire. No, you cannot retire. What is your problem, police officer? We've given you all the things you need to be successful in your job. You get to go to prison if you accost a black man for whatever reason. Excuse me, sir, your license plate and registration. Your license plate just seems to be registered to another car. How dare you, white police officer? You're going to prison. Oh, excuse me, sir. Be along. Go your merry way. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to It's Kevin Jackson Show. Seems far-fetched, doesn't it? Far-fetched. I've talked to police officers, law enforcement officers all over the country, and you know what they say, Kevin? They say, you practically have to make me arrest you if you're black. You got to really do something in my face. For the most part, you curse me out. You know, if it's a crime that, quite frankly, is just going to be a waste of my time because the prosecutor's going to let it go, I'm not writing you up. Petty theft, whatever. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I am Kevin Jackson. I don't give you guys conjecture. When I talk to people, when I tell you about these stories of things that I know, or I know anecdotally through somebody, but it's confirmed. It isn't a guess. And it's an opinion show. For those, Kevin, you're on the news and you're talking about this and that and you're making... No, I don't. I never profess to be news. We are not news here. We hear things, rumors, innuendo, others, and we speak about it. That's what I speak on. And if it turns out it isn't true, my commentary on it still remains the same. It wouldn't change. If it were true, commentary stays the same. If it's not true, commentary still fits. Because if you tell me a lie and I comment on the lie, I'm not the liar. I just commented on the lie. And I'm always going to give you my truth on that. That's why most of you are here. We paint what-if scenarios. What if this story is true? If it is, boy, wow, woo, woo. If it is, still no big deal. Whatever, right? Whatever the answer is. You have to validate if the story's true. That's not me. I'm not media. I'm not a journalist. I'm not trained in journalism. I'm not even trained in doing radio, let's face it, right? Other than life's experiences, which, by the way, is a good thing to have. So I'm talking about all these people that want to defund the police. That havoc is being wreaked all across the country. You know what friends of mine were talking about? Because I live in a little suburb of Phoenix. And you know what we were talking about the other day? Where's all this stuff happening? Well, a white lady, one of my neighbors, goes, Kevin, I hear about all this stuff, but it's not affecting us. Where's it happening? And I go, yeah, it's not affecting us. You're exactly right. You have it pretty easy. And that's why you vote Republican. That's why you're voting for Donald Trump. Because you like only looking at the baboons in the zoo. The only time you go to see the baboons is when you want to go see a game or a play or something like that. Then you go into the jungle. But outside of that, you're on the outskirts. You're at the ocean. You're having a good time drinking mint juleps. Minneapolis wants to replace their police. They're going to replace the police with a community-led public safety system that will involve, get this, healers, elders, youth, artists, and organizers. And Eric Metastas said, what about sculptors, jugglers, and face painters, and mimes, and hacky sack champs? Hashtag Utopia Now. That tickled me to my funny bone core. What about sculptors, jugglers, face painters, mimes, and hacky sack champs? I love the hacky sack champs. That one, you know, you throw that one in, you know what you're doing. You know what your humor is about. He writes this. A lawyer who represents police officers has been contacted by more than 150 current officers. This is an article. Who seek to file for disability benefits. See, this is a follow-on to what I said earlier. All the New York and many other jurisdictions, not just New York, but NYPD, they highlighted a story where 411% more officers than normal are asking to retire. In a week period, 75% more than the normal ask to retire. That's insane. They're saying, we've had enough. Serve my time. You don't care what I do. Why should I care about you? These are people, man, that they wear their hearts on their sleeves, man. Can you imagine doing a job where you see the stuff that these people do? If you get a chance to see my film, Bleeding Blue, you need to see it. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com and go see it. We interview cops. There's a story where these cops go into a home of a black family, and the guy goes, I've never seen anything like it. It's so sad. I was doing an interview with Diamond and Silk, and they were like, Kevin, what's the most poignant part of the movie? I said, when the cop talks about going into this family, and these kids are in feces. And the guy, he takes a picture out of his lapel, and he says, I keep this picture with me everywhere I go so I can remember how fortunate I am and how some people are forced to live in this country because of bad parenting and bad politics. He doesn't say it that way, but that's what he's saying. He keeps it. A white officer, Italian dude, by the way, family of cops. Brother's a police officer, twin brother's a cop, dad was a cop, granddad was a cop. He says, we did it because we wanted to serve. And I go into a situation like this, and he's got the kids in his arms, you know, and he's trying to get them to Child Protective Services because the parents have left these, I think it's four or five little black kids, and they're in squalor. When I tell you they got feces all over, I'm not even kidding. And this is a white cop who can barely hold back the tears telling this story. And you want to say to him that Black Lives Matter? You want to demonize him when he keeps a picture of these kids? It's amazing. It's such a poignant story, a poignant. I get so many great reviews on the movie that I hope you, I pray that God will let millions of people see this movie. Not because I'm going to make a buck. Yeah, if enough people see this movie, I'll make a buck. Proudly, I will make a buck. But you know what I'm more proud of? I will probably save lives. And all the money in the world wouldn't matter to me if we could save lives of police officers and people that are going to confront police. This guy goes, while law enforcement is a high-stress career, the last 2 months in Minneapolis have pushed many officers to their breaking point. Officers who, they said, are inside the city's 3rd Precinct Police Station, which was abandoned and subsequently burned. 13 officers were inside the building at the time. Some wrote thought they were final texts to their family members and loved ones, fearing they would be killed. Ordered to stand down the protesters. Some of the officers had fearfully counted their ammunition to make sure they would have a bullet for themselves to avoid being beaten to death. This is what our police were facing in a city run by leftists and being overrun by other leftists because they could not protect themselves. They are the last bastion of hope between the mongrel hordes and us. And you know what? They were in fear for their lives. And leftists are happy about this. They want to defund them. Until they don't. These guys have hit the secret to the lotto, the police lotto. See, because police don't make a ton of money when settlements occur. We did a film of of the people killed by police officers unarmed in whatever time frame that we picked a certain group because, what's his name, Randy Moss had him on his tie for his Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And we looked at who they were, the date that it occurred in numerical, you know, chronological order, I should say. And we looked at what happened to the officer and how much money got awarded. And you'd be shocked. There was no miscarriages of justice. These people got even guilty ones got multi-million dollar or million dollar plus deals when they deserve nothing. They deserve nothing. They didn't even deserve the folded flag that a cop gets when he dies. Cops don't get multi-million dollar settlements. But these clowns were getting multi-million dollar settlements, and they're guilty. Officer not charged. In the cases where officers were charged, $7.3 million, $6.8 million to the families. No justice, no peace. These people are getting justice. But an officer gets a flag, their family gets a flag, when these people die. When they die in the line of duty, that's what they get. So now this has become the lotto. You know what? Well, PTSD. And for the record, they are suffering PTSD. Would you want to go to work knowing that your boss doesn't give a crap about you? None of your bosses. You get in trouble, you're on your own. I'm not going to come to your aid. Oh, yeah, you'll have a police union rep and blah, 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 but you're going to prison. If you shoot a black dude in the line of duty and it was a justified shooting, you're still going to lose your job. You're still going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your reputation. You're going to be on the run, and I could go on. And you might even commit suicide, and your family's not going to get a doggone thing. That's what these guys are up against, and we want her to go. Yes, that is PTSD. No level of protection whatsoever. Shameful treatment of cops. Shameful. They said the backstory to all of this is the Minneapolis City Council is working to reimagine the police force, a process that could take years to work out, assuming the council can get its plan on the ballot and that it passes. Meanwhile, some neighborhoods have committed themselves to not calling police at all. And what's happened? A surge in violence. I'm shocked. Are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots to talk about today. A lot of it we're not going to get to. Lindsey Graham's going to have Mueller testify. Redskins want to change. Well, they are changing their names. And that story in and of itself is just funny to me as to what would you call them? Some people are like, we call them the Deep State Swamp Rats or the Swamp Rats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Washington Swamp Rats. I love it. I would actually watch the game. I'd watch one of the games just to see the Swamp Rats play. What do you think the names of teams are going to be in the future? Because you can't use popular things. You can't use things that signify warrior or whatever. It's going to be the pansies and the wussies and the cream puffs. Oh, man. Leftists crack me up, boy. They are funny. You can't have much. You wouldn't have more fun if they wrote comedy. This is comedy. Oh, man. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. What else? TikTok I talked about. I mean, we've got more to talk about it. The McCluskeys, they got their guns seized. Did you guys see that? Wow, that's pretty sad. You protect your family. You know, people are going to, they're in your yard, they're encroaching on your ground, and you go out and you have a rifle. What did Joe Biden say? Get a shotgun. You go out and you get your gun and say, get off my property. You know, and the DA of St. Louis goes after you for protecting yourself. Confiscate your guns. That's what happened to the McCluskeys. These are lifelong Democrats. Oh, let me say this. Let me back off that statement. These were lifelong Democrats. You think they remain Democrats? What do you think the McCluskeys are doing? Think about everybody in their neighborhood that knows this story. And they go, holy crap, we would have protected ourselves. How would we have done it? What would have happened to us? Goodness gracious, they have been staunch leftists. What are we going to do? They're switching. That's what. Formerly lifelong Democrats. You think they're the only ones? You think that a story like that that gets... it seems like a blip on the radar screen, and it is. From a media perspective, it's a blip on the screen. But it'll grow legs. And it's still emblazoned in the memory of people, as is burning of Ferguson and burning of Baltimore and burning of all these other cities and the looting and the rioting and all that. And none of it is going to be blamed on us, because even the leftists know we don't do this. Black Lives Matter does it. Antifa does it. Those guys do it. They're the reasons we need cops. You think that the Chicago, when we talk about Chicago statistics over the weekend and the number of people that have died, that it falls on deaf ears? People know. Democrats know where this is coming from. They live in these cities. They're finally getting fed up. There's certain things you can tolerate. Oh, I'm going to get woke and I'm going to change my lingo and I'm never going to say this again. I'm not going to do that. But when it comes to your personal protection, the things that you've amassed, your car, your home, you want to protect your family, your wife and kids, the nanny, the little few friends that you have, whatever it is, in your little leftist white world, let me tell you something. Their world, their foundation has been rocked. BLM and Antifa. In Minneapolis, more than 240 people have been shot, 13 fatally, since May 25th. Minneapolis is rarely in the news for murders and shootings and things like this. Somebody's keeping stats on them. And every one of these cities now, you always can get Chicago stats, but you can't always get Cleveland or Cincinnati or whatever. Go look for it now. See if you find them. They'll tell you, since George Floyd's death, this is how many people have died. And what's interesting is the media doesn't even realize how much they're helping us when they're doing this. They're putting the stats together, and I say, congratulations. Thank you for letting me know. Because intuitively, I knew it, but you put a number on it. On Thursday evening, this is the last week, 9 people were shot and 1 was killed in a span of 6 hours. One of the wounded was a pregnant woman. I would say then that's 2 of the wounded. That's just me. More than 1,500 instances of gunfire have been reported across the city, nearly double the number during the same period a year ago, according to police data citing 911 calls and shot spotter technology. Police scanner traffic has been jammed with reports of other violent incidents, including robberies and carjackings. In other words, if you're going through that city, you better absolutely avoid the worst areas and even some of the better, the fringe areas to the worst areas. You better be nowhere close because people are going to get you. And if the McCluskeys are any indication, don't try to protect yourself because you may be the one getting prosecuted. But now, They want social workers to handle some of these calls. They call them the nonviolent 911 calls. St. Petersburg Police Department in Florida announced Thursday it will hire social workers to field nonviolent 911 calls. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear nonviolent 911 calls, I'm thinking, why are you calling 911? 911 is emergency. You're calling because you're going, I need somebody right now. If you're calling a 911 for a non-emergency, you have defeated the purpose of the 911 call. Give them a 711 call that says, look, it ain't an emergency, but I just need to talk to a cop. Do they answer the call, the phone, hey, hello, what's up, y'all? It's 911. 911, what's your emergency? I don't really have an emergency. I was just trying to see how fast y'all would answer the phone and how long I could keep wasting your time before you hang up on me. 911, what's your emergency? Because as soon as I say, what's your emergency? Well, click. Because if you don't have an emergency, oh my God, somebody's been shot. There's in my house. You got to get the cop here right away. That's the way a 911 emergency call should go. If you begin a 911 emergency call with a, I don't know what they call it, like a demonstrative phrase like, well, you know, I was considering, click. It should be a law that you're hung up on. Because you got to get to the matter quick. I want to know what's going on quickly. But St. Petersburg, Florida is going to hire social workers. They said that it will not be adding 25 officers over the next 24 months as it previously stated. Instead, it's going to hire social workers. And they said that they received 13,000 calls of that type last year. I don't know if you do the math on the number of hours of those calls and then how much time was spent that they're going to go out and hire, what was it, 13? They're going to hire whatever number. Unbelievable. Here's what I said when I saw it. No, it doesn't have a number, but they're going to hire social workers. There's no number on in the report. But when I saw that they answer 911, yeah, listen, it's not exactly an emergency, you know, then what should happen is a protocol. This is not a let's hire social workers and now they become, you know, part of the police department, which I'll get to that in a second. This is hold on a second. It's another line that goes, they redirect it to a, quote, non-emergency where somebody can take the call and see what they want to do. This should in no way impact the police. This is a ruse. See, this is what I don't like about it. It's a ruse. We're going to go out and hire social workers. Okay, so let me ask you. If the police department hires a social worker, what does that make the social worker? A police officer. The police have people that can deal with non-emergencies. Cats get out, you know, fire from, get your ladder or whatever, get the cat out of the tree. They got people for this. They can tell you, listen, it's not an emergency. We'll get back with you tomorrow. There'll be some, we're going to refer you to the proper agency. Yeah, 13,000 calls. You know exactly what each of those calls was about. So you say 12,300 of those calls was something that should have gone to social services. Okay. That's a big deal. But you're going to go out and hire people now to handle nonsense calls, and you're not going to handle police that you were talking about to handle real calls. Yeah. I just find it interesting that, you know, because I asked I want an answer to this question. If you hire social workers, doesn't it make them cops? It's like meter cops. I don't think of them as cops. But they have cops that do nothing but do meters. They have cops that do nothing but traffic. They direct traffic in big cities. It's the worst job to get. You pretty much have to be, you know, ostracized to get it. But they have those. When they get, maybe their bad behavior, they get to go deal with these issues. I don't know. But they're not detectives. They're not on the beat. They're doing whatever they do. We don't need to hire new people. This is another ruse. And, you know, police need to be doing the tough stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.